Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Doug, I'll tell you two things. It's going to be short and to the point. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord said. And what happened next? What happened next? Say it again. What happened next? They broke it. They broke the covenant. Man broke the covenant. The law they could not keep. Their hearts were dark. Passover, a remembrance of what God did, sparing Israel and freeing them from Pharaoh's bondage. And Christ, sent by God to free us from the bondage of sin. Time and time again, God rescued, and time again, they turned away. Turning away into the desert wasteland of sin. Whether we're talking about the children of Israel, or use your imagination. Not trusting in God. Is that me? Is it? I think it stopped. Hungry and thirsty. The children of Israel wandered in the desert. Hungry and thirsty. And at times we can be seen wandering in the desert. Or sometimes it feels like that. That we wander. Hungry and thirsty and unable to keep the law. Try. And it's just like that little noise. We just cannot keep the law. And we're hungry and thirsty at times. Is your life spent in the desert while the Lord waits for you? While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take it. This is my body. Then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them. And they all drank from it. Take notice the action. Jesus took bread. He broke it. He gave it. He took the cup, he gave it. We are hungry and thirsty, Lord. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Feed us, Lord. We are thirsty, Lord. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave us his body and blood to eat. He gave that to us. His body and blood, that it would sustain and preserve us in the one true faith in Christ. In the one true faith, which is faith in Christ. Something the law could never do. He He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me, Jesus said. Jesus sent to serve, and we follow. But first, he is the Christ sent into the world to save us from our sins. That faith in him and our participation in his body and blood enable us to serve each other. What a wonderful gift we get to celebrate from our Lord and Savior of what he has left with us. Not a memorial, not a, oh, it's a kind of a symbol, or it's kind of real. No, he said, this is my body, this is my blood. Not just once, many times. I think he meant it. I know he meant it. There is no doubt. And he left that with us to, because he knew. He knew we could not keep the law. But he said, I will be with you even to the end of the age. And he is still with us. And he is still with us. And when we commune today, we commune with God and with Jesus and all the saints. It's not out of some magical thing. It's not if I say the right words. It's God's gift to us. And we receive it. We receive it that his body and blood are in and under the bread and the wine. We receive that by the faith that he has given us. And he continues to strengthen that faith. Now, I was thinking about doing a foot washing. And I thought, well, maybe next year. Then I might get people, well, I ain't washing that person's foot. I ain't going near that. Jesus was showing his servanthood, his love for his disciples. Trust me, in Israel, the roads are dirty. Yeah, the paved ones are pretty good nowadays, but they didn't have paved road back then. So their feet were pretty bad. And that's what he calls us to do, not only wash feet, but to love each other. And the only way we can do that is participating in him, hearing his word, receiving his body and blood in Holy Communion to sustain us in the one true faith. Through Christ, we're enabled by him to love God our Father in good times and bad, in life and in death. Trust me, I'm like you. I don't like death. There's been too much the last year. But we can also love our neighbor as ourselves. Yeah, maybe it doesn't look real pretty all the time, but we can make forward motion on that by participating in Christ. Because we have forgiveness in Christ. In this supper we're going to have, there is forgiveness of sins. The most important gift that we receive from Him, which gives us life and salvation. And that we can thank God, because we don't thirst anymore. Amen.